Good morning. I greet you in the name of the Lord.
Tere hommikust, tervitan teid issanda nimel.
It's nice to see you face to face.
Tore on näha teid silmas silma.
For we have heard of you for many, many years.
Sest me oleme kuulnud teist nii palju aastaid.
The church that I attend back in Canada.
See kogudus, kus mina Kanadas käin.
Was a strong supporter of the Laurs.
See nagu toetas perekond Lauri väga palju.
And of Cory Block.
Ja ka Cory Blocki.
And so we've had a long relationship even though I have not seen you.
Nii et kuigi ma ei ole teid näinud, meil on väga pikaajaline suhe olnud.
And it's wonderful in the Lord.
Ja on väga võrratu Jumalas.
That even though we have not met.
Et kuigi me ei ole kohtunud.
That we feel an affinity of heart.
Siis ometigi me tunneme ühte ühtsust oma südameis.
And I'm looking forward to being here a number of times.
Ja ma ootan põnevusega seda aega, et tulla ikka ja jälle tagasi.
And establishing friendship with you.
Ja luua teiega suhteid.
On a personal basis.
Ka sellisel isiklikul tasandil.
I appreciate the hospitality that we have received.
Ma olen väga tänulik selle külalislahkuse eest, mida me oleme kogenud.
And how easily your leadership has embraced us.
Ja seda, kui kergesti teie juhtkond on meid vastu võtnud.
Pastor Bishop Ago and the team here has been great.
Pastor Ago ja kogu meeskon on olnud võrratud.
And they have welcomed us and also engaged what we have talked about easily.
Ja nad on võtnud meid kenasti vastu ja kaasanud meid kõigesse sellesse, mida oleme ka arutanud.
Yesterday,
eile,
after we finished our conversation with your leadership,
kui me olime lõpetanud oma jutuajamise teie juhtkonnaga,
we went for a drive.
Me läksime sõitma veidi.
And had a look over Tallinn.
Ja vaatasime veidi Tallinnas ringi.
And right there was a very familiar sign to us.
Ja seal oli üks väga tuttav nagu märk meie jaoks.
It was the Canadian embassy.
See oli Kanada saatkonna märk.
In that embassy is an ambassador.
Ja seal saatkonnas toimetab saadik.
That ambassador speaks to the Estonian nation on our behalf as Canadians.
Ja see saadik räägib Eesti rahvaga või suhtleb Eesti rahvaga meie kui kanadalaste nimel.
And when the nation of Estonia has a message for Canada, it speaks to our ambassador.
Ja kui Eesti rahval on mingi sõnum Kanadale, siis nad räägivad meie saadikuga.
That ambassador represents our country.
See saadik esindab meie maad.
And speaks on its behalf.
Ja räägib meie maa nimel.
God had a plan from the very beginning.
Jumalal oli algusest peale üks plaan.
That he wanted all peoples from all nations to be in relationship with him.
Et ta tahtis, et kõik rahvad kõigidest maadest omaks suhet temaga.
Somewhere along the way, at the very beginning with Adam.
Ja kohe alguses Aadamaga.
We became estranged from God.
Kui Aadam nagu taandus Jumalast, siis meie ka taandusime.
That did not deter God from still reaching out to us.
Aga see ei takistanud Jumalat siiski ulatumast meieni.
He did that most fully in Jesus Christ.
Ja ta tegi seda läbi Jeesuse Kristuse.
That was his most perfect message to us.
See oli tema kõige täiuslikum sõnum meie jaoks.
And God still has a plan to reach out to all peoples of all nations.
Ja Jumalal on endiselt plaan jõuda kõigi rahvasteni üle maailma.
And the way that he does that.
Ja see viis, kuidas ta seda teeb.
Is to use you and I.
On kasutada sind ja mind.
In Matthew the chapter 5.
Matteuse viiendas peatükis.
It says this.
On öeldud.
Verse 14.
Salmis 14.
You.
Teie.
You.
Teie.
Are the light of the world.
Olete maailma valgus.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Linn, mis on asetatud mäe otsa, ei saa jääda varjule.
Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel.
Nõnda nagu inimene, kes süütab küünla, ei saa peita seda voodi alla.
But they put it on a lampstand.
Kui sa paned selle ikkagi lambi jalale.
And it gives light to the whole house.
Ja see valgustab kogu su koda.
Let your light.
Las teie valgus.
Let your light.
Las teie valgus.
Let my light.
Las minu valgus.
So shine before men.
Särada niimoodi inimeste ees.
That they see our good works.
Et nad näevad meie häid tegusid.
That they glorify our Father who is in heaven.
Ja toovad see tõttu au Jumalale, kes on taevas.
We are the light of Christ to this world.
Meie oleme selle maailma jaoks Kristuse valgus.
And the passage of scripture that was read earlier in the service.
Ja see piiblisalm, mida ka varem teenistusel loeti.
Says it even more plainly.
See ütleb seda veelgi selgemalt.
All things are of God. 2 Corinthians 5:18.
Teise Korintuse 5:18. Kõik asjad on Jumalast.
Who has reconciled or brought us to himself.
Kes on lepitanud meid ise endaga.
Through Christ Jesus.
Läbi Jeesuse Kristuse.
And has now given us, given us.
Ja nüüd on annud meile.
The ministry of reconciliation.
Lepituse anni või teenistuse.
whereas God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Sest kui Jumal Kristuse läbi lepitas maailma ise endaga.
Not charging their trespasses to them.
Mitte pannes pahaks inimeste üleastumisi.
And putting the word of reconciliation in us.
Ja pannes selle lepitusametiga meie sisse.
Then we are ambassadors on behalf of Christ.
Siis nüüd meie oleme kui Kristuse saadikud.
As though God is exhorting through us.
Sest Kristus või Jumal toimetab meie läbi.
We beseech you on behalf of Christ be reconciled to God.
Ja meid on Kristuse asemel saadetud välja lepitajateks.
We are Christ's ambassadors.
Meie oleme Kristuse saadikud.
We speak on behalf of God.
Me räägime Jumala nimel.
We act on behalf of God.
Me tegutseme Jumala nimel.
We live on behalf of God.
Me elame Jumala nimel.
In front of the people that we are in relationship
Kõigi nende inimeste ees ja juures, kellega me suhtes oleme.
As messengers of God.
Kui Jumala saadikud.
We have a message from God.
Meil on üks sõnum Jumalalt.
That he wants these people of this nation to
mida
know.
Mida tahab anda sellele rahvale ja kõigile rahvastele.
And the people of all nations to
kõigile
know.
Kõigile rahvastele, et nad teaks seda.
And his way of being able to present that.
Ja see viis, kuidas ta esitab oma sõnumit.
Is through all of us.
On läbi kõigi meie.
He has no other way.
Tal ei olnud muud võimalust.
It is us.
See on meie kaudu.
It's a very simple plan.
See on tegelikult väga lihtne plaan.
He revolutionizes our life.
Ta kuidagi nagu elustab meie endi elud.
He visits us through his Holy Spirit as others speak to us.
Ta külastab meid või puudutab meid läbi oma püha vaimu, kui keegi kõnetab meid.
I wasn't raised in the church.
Mina ei kasvanud üles kristlikus peres või kirikus.
And I worked in a service station fixing cars.
Ja mina töötasin tegelikult ühes autoteeninduses ja parandasin autosid.
And there was another employee there.
Ja seal oli üks teine töötaja.
That employee started to talk to me about Christ.
Kes hakkas mulle rääkima Kristusest.
She started to speak on behalf of her Savior.
Ja ta hakkas rääkima oma enda päästja nimel.
And let her light shine on behalf of the Savior who put the light in her life.
Ja lasi sellel valgusel, mille Jeesus oli tema ellu pannud, lasi sel särada.
And that light shone to me.
Ja see valgus säras mu silmis.
She spoke to me.
Ta rääkis minuga.
And eventually I embraced that Savior
ja lõpuks,
as well.
Ma võtsin selle päästja vastu.
I married her.
Muide, ma abiellusin selle kuulutajaga.
It was a good message.
See oli üks hea sõnum, mida ta jagas.
And a very good messenger.
Ja veel parem sõnumi jagaja.
But all of us.
Aga kõik meie.
Have people that we are in relationship with.
Meil kõigil on elus inimesi, kellega me oleme ühel või teisel viisis suhtes.
That the only messenger from heaven that they will have.
Ja eeldavasti me oleme ainuke sõnumi tooja, keda nad iales kohtavad.
Is you.
Ja see oled sina.
And your good deeds
ja sinu head teod
are the light from heaven that they will see.
On see taevane valgus, mida nemad näevad.
And the messenger that they will have
ja see sõnumi tooja või saadiket, kes nende jaoks on,
has the sound of your voice.
See sõnumi tooja omab sinu häält.
For you are Christ's ambassador.
Sest sina oled Kristuse saadik.
In John chapter 20 and verse 21,
Johannese 20. Peatükis salmis 21,
Jesus said it extremely simply.
Jeesus ütles seda väga lihtsalt.
The Father sent me.
Ta ütles, Isa on saatnud mind.
I'm sending you.
Ja mina saadan teid.
I came.
Ma tulin.
I gave you the message.
Ma tulin ja andsin teile sõnumi.
Now I would like you to go.
Nüüd ma tahan, et teie läheks.
And give the message.
Ja jagaks seda sõnumit.
I came to represent the Father.
Ma tulin, et esindada Isa.
Now you will represent the Father.
Nüüd esindage teie teda.
Now you're not going to be alone.
Nüüd te ei jää üksinda.
I'm going to send my spirit.
Sest mina saadan oma vaimu.
Who's going to speak through you?
Kes kõneleb läbi teie?
Who's going to give you ideas?
Kes annab teile ideid?
He's going to give you the willpower and the ability.
Kes annab teile tahtejõudu ja võimekust?
To speak on my behalf.
Et rääkida minu nimel.
You will be my ambassador.
Te saate olema minu saadikud.
It's quite simple.
Väga lihtne.
And it's God's way of revolutionizing the world.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas Jumal nagu äratab maailma jälle ellu.
Think of why you are here.
Mõelge, miks te olete täna siin.
Somewhere, somebody.
Kusagil keegi.
Let their light shine.
Lasi oma valgusel särada.
It attracted you somehow.
Ja see kükestas teid ühel või teisel viisil.
Somebody, somewhere spoke to you.
Kusagil keegi rääkis teiega.
And that message touched your heart.
Ja see sõnum puudutas teie südant.
It was though God was speaking to you.
Otse kui Jumal oleks ise kõnelenud teiega.
And you were attracted to the Savior.
Ja te tulite päästja juurde.
And now you are a part
aga nüüd olete teie osa sellest
of the body of Christ.
Kristuse ihust.
which is the visible presentation of the invisible God.
Mis on nähtamatu Jumala nähtav nagu olemus.
The picture of a body.
Üks pilt ihust.
I mean, I'm looking at you and I see a lot of bodies.
Kui ma vaatan siin, ma näen muidugi palju ihusid.
You are, and that's how I see you.
Ja see on, kuidas ma teid näen.
But there's more to you than just your body.
Aga teis on nii palju enamat kui ainult teie ihu.
What you think and how you feel.
Ka see, mida te mõtlete, mida te tunnete.
But the initial presentation of who you are.
Aga see tõeline olemus sellest, kes te olete.
Is the body.
On tegelikult see väljendub teie ihus.
And there is an initial presentation to the world of who Christ is.
Ja see reaalne olemus sellest, kes Kristus on.
And that is us.
See väljendub meis.
The visible presentation.
Selles nähtavas ligiolus.
Of the invisible God.
Selles nähtavas olemises, mitte nähtavas Jumalas.
And that's why it becomes so important for us the way we treat one another and deal with one another because we're always presenting Christ.
Ja see on nii oluline, kuidas me üksteisega käitume ja üksteist hoiame, sest me alati esindame Kristust.
I guess that's why the Savior says, they will know that you are my followers. By your loved one for another.
Seetõttu ma arvan, see on, mida Jeesus ütles. Ta ütles, et nad tunnevad teid ära, et olete minu järgijad, kuna te armastate üksteist.
They will know that you are my representatives.
Nad teavad, et olete minu esindajad.
Because you represent my love to each other and to the world.
Sest te esindate minu armastust üksteisele ja kogu maailmale.
So let's consider this for just a little bit more.
Nii et mõtleme korra selle peale.
In the early church,
algkoguduses,
met in Jerusalem.
Algkogudus kohtus Jerusalemas.
And the disciples met there.
Ja jüngrid said seal kokku.
And they, the church grew in Jerusalem.
Ja kogudus kasvas seal Jerusalemas.
Thousands of people became followers of Christ.
Tuhanded inimesed hakkasid järgima Jeesus.
And most of the work of the early church was limited purely and simply to Jerusalem.
Ja enamus algkoguduse tegevusest piirduski peamiselt Jerusalemaga.
And it went really well.
Ja neil läks väga hästi.
I mean, they'd have services and thousands of people would come to
Christ.
Nad
pidasid Jumala teenistusi ja tuhanded inimesed tulid Kristuse juurde.
And they kind of got stuck in Jerusalem.
Ja siis nad kuidagi jäid nagu sinna Jerusalemma kinni.
And it says in Acts chapter 11 that there was all of a sudden a persecution.
Ja apostlite tegud 11. Peatükis on öeldud, et korraga neid hakati taga kiusama.
And the disciples started to be sent all over.
Ja jüngrid kupatati laiali üle maa.
And it says in Acts chapter 11.
Ja apostlite 11. Peatükis on öeldud.
In verse 20.
Salmis 20.
Some of them
et osad neist
were men of Cyprus and Cyrene.
Olid Küreene ja Küprose mehed.
And it says when they came to Antioch.
Ja on öeldud, et kui nad tulid Antiohiasse.
Spoke to the Hellenists or ja, the Greek speaking people.
Ja rääkisid seal kreeklastega, kreeka keelt kõnelevate
inimestega.
Siis nad kuulutasid Jeesuse Kristuse evangeeliumi.
What I love about this passage.
Mis mulle meeldib selle salmi juures.
Is it just says there was some people.
On öeldud, et seal oli lihtsalt mingid inimesed.
Some ordinary people.
Mingid tavalised inimesed.
They don't have names particularly.
Seal neil ei olnud mingid konkreetseid nimesid.
We don't hear about them again.
Me ei kuule nendest enam kordagi rohkem.
They're not held up as pictures of perfection.
Ja neid ei tõsteta esile, et nad on mingid täiuslikkuse etalonid.
Some of them were men.
Aga seal oli öeldud, et osad neist olid mehed.
There was just some people.
Lihtsalt mingid inimesed.
Who have been touched by Christ.
Kes olid saanud puudutatud Kristuse poolt.
And when the persecution came.
Ja kui siis tagakius tuli.
They stopped at Antioch.
Siis nad lõpetasid Antiohias.
And while they were there.
Ja kui nad seal olid.
They started talking about Jesus.
Siis nad hakkasid rääkima Jeesusest.
And all of a sudden a church started.
Ja korraga kogudus sai rajatud.
How simple.
Nii lihtne oligi.
There was some people.
Seal oli lihtsalt mõned inimesed.
Who Jesus touched.
Keda Jeesus oli puudutanud.
And they happened to be somewhere.
Ja nad lihtsalt olid kusagil.
And they started talking about Jesus.
Ja hakkasid lihtsalt rääkima Jeesusest.
And some people responded.
Ja mõned inimesed vastasid sellele.
And the church was started.
Ja korraga kogudus oli rajatud.
I wonder.
Ma mõtlen ise.
What would happen?
Mis küll juhtuks?
If just some people.
Kui lihtsalt mingid inimesed.
From this church.
Siit kogudusest.
We're just somewhere in their community.
Läheks lihtsalt kuhugi oma kogukonda.
And just started talking about Jesus.
Ja hakkaks lihtsalt rääkima Jeesusest.
And some people responded.
Ja mõned inimesed vastaksid sellele.
And there was a small group started.
Ja väikene mingi grupikese alustab tööd.
I wonder what that looks like.
Ma mõtlen, kuidas see küll võiks välja näha.
Just some people.
Lihtsalt mingid inimesed.
Maybe your name.
Võib-olla kannavad sinu nime.
In the place that they work.
Selles paigas, kus sa töötad.
In the neighborhood where they are.
Või selles naabruskonnas, kus sa elad.
In the stores where they shop.
Või selles poes, kus sa shoppamas käid.
In the sports that they're involved.
Või trennisaalides, kus sa trenni teed.
In life that they live.
Või elus, mida sa elad.
Just happen to start talking about Jesus.
Lihtsalt hakkad korraga Jeesusest rääkima.
Just started doing good works.
Lihtsalt hakkad tegema häid tegusid seal.
Just started to impact that neighborhood.
Lihtsalt hakkad mõjutama seda ümbruskonda.
I wonder what would happen.
Huvitav, mis küll juhtuks.
Just think about that for a moment.
Mõtle sellele korra hetkeks.
All of the places that you are.
Kõik need paigad, kus sina käid ja lävid.
As a messenger of Jesus.
Kui Jeesuse Kristuse saadik.
As one who is speaking on behalf of the King of Kings.
Olles see, kes räägib kuningate kuninga nimel.
Who is acting on behalf of the King of Kings.
Kes toimetab ja tegutseb kuningate kuninga nimel.
Who becomes the voice and the hands and the feet of the Savior.
Kes on päästja, hääl ja käed ja jalad.
A visible presentation of the invisible God.
Nähtamatu Jumala nähtav kuju.
I wonder what that would look like.
Huvitav, kuidas see välja näeks.
I wonder what difference that would make.
Huvitav, mis erinevuse kaasa tooks.
When kindness was expressed where people were unkind.
Kus seal, kus inimesed on õelad, sa lähed ja jagad headust.
Where generosity was expressed where people were mostly stingy.
Kus inimesed on ihtsad ja ahned, sa lähed ja oled heldekäeline.
Where mercy was extended where mostly people were being treated badly.
Kus inimesi koheldakse halvalt, aga sa lähed ja oled neile armuline.
Where love was expressed.
Kus armastust väljendataks.
Where no other love was found.
Seal, kus ei ole grammigi armastust.
I wonder what that would look like.
Huvitav, kuidas asjad küll välja näeks.
I would wonder what that would look like if all of us did it.
Huvitav, kuidas siis oleks, kui me kõik seda teeks.
What would the factories look like?
Millised küll tehased hakkaks välja nägema?
What would it look like in the hotels?
Millised hotellid hakkaks välja nägema?
What would it look like in the taxis?
Millised taksod hakkaks välja nägema?
What would it look like where you live?
Milline see pilt oleks seal, kus sa elad?
It would look like Jesus.
See näeks välja nagu Jeesus.
And would that make a difference?
Ja kas see muudaks midagi?
Maybe it would change the world.
Võib-olla muudaks lihtsalt maailma.
Maybe it would shine the light of Christ everywhere.
Võib-olla lihtsalt Kristuse valguks hakkaks särama igal pool.
Maybe people would be reconciled to God.
Ja võib-olla inimesed leiaks lepitust Jumalaga.
We have in the body of Christ.
Meil Kristuse ihus.
Many understandings.
On palju erinevaid arusaamasid.
Of what church is about.
Selle kohta, milline kirik on või miks ta üldse on.
For some people.
Mõndad inimeste jaoks.
It's a building like this.
On kirik selline hoone nagu see siin.
Where you come to receive spiritual food.
Kus sa tuled, et saada vaimulikku toitu.
And go home.
Ja siis lähed koju.
Sometimes that's the way we look at church.
Vahel see on see, kuidas me kirikut näeme.
This is where the religious stuff happens.
Ja see on see, kus igasugune religioosne värk leiab aset.
Some would see that we have people.
Mõned näevad kirikus võib-olla ka inimesi.
That we hire.
That we pay.
Keda me nii-öelda palkame, kes on palgatöölised kirikus.
To do religious stuff.
Et teha seda vaimset värki.
We call them ministers or pastors.
Me kutsume neid pastoriteks või Jumala riigi töölisteks.
And we pay them.
Ja me maksame neile.
To do the religious stuff.
Selleks, et teeks seda vaimset värki.
All of these are incomplete.
Aga kõik need on nii-öelda valed või puudulikud vastused.
For in Ephesians the 4th chapter.
Efesuse kirja 4. peatükis.
It talks to us about how in verse 11 and following.
Salmis 11 ja edasi.
How Christ gave gifts to the church.
Seal räägitakse sellest, kuidas Kristus andis ande kogudusele.
He gave us gifts of apostles.
Ta andis meile apostlite anni.
And of prophets.
Profetite anni.
Of evangelists.
Evangelistide anni.
Of pastors and teachers.
Pastorite ja õpetajate anni.
Those are gifts from Christ.
Need on need annid, mida Kristus andis.
For a purpose.
Ühe kindla eesmärgiga.
Now that purpose is very specific.
Ja see eesmärk oli väga konkreetne.
It is to equip.
See tähendab varustada.
To help.
Et aidata.
All of us.
Kõiki meid.
Be able to minister.
Et olla võimelised teenima.
For all of us.
Et meie kõik.
To be resourced and equipped.
Oleks varustatud.
To do what Christ asked us to do.
Selleks, et teha seda, mida Kristus on meil palunud teha.
It is for the purpose.
Ja seda ühe kindla eesmärgiga.
Of helping us be ready.
Aidata meil olla valmis.
To serve well.
Et teenida hästi.
To minister.
Et teenida.
not only here when we are gathered.
Mitte ainult siin, kui me tuleme kokku kirikusse.
But when we are scattered throughout the community.
Aga ka siis, kui meid on nii-öelda laiali hajutatud üle kogukonna.
So these men and women that are in positions of leadership.
Seega kõik need mehed ja naised, kes on juhtivkohtadel.
Their gift to the body.
Nende and Kristuse ihule.
Their purpose in this world.
Nende eesmärk siin maailmas.
Is to help all of us.
On aidata kõiki meid.
Be ready to do what Christ has gifted us to do.
Et olla valmis tegema seda, milleks Kristus on meile annid annud.
To prepare us to do what God has asked us to do.
Et valmistada meid selleks, mida Jumal on palunud meil teha.
And to be able to minister to one another.
Ja olla võimelised ka teenima ja aitama üksteist.
But also minister to the community that we are part of.
Aga veelgi enam teenima seda ühiskonda, mille osa me oleme.
They are our trainers.
Nemad on meie koolitajad.
They are not doing something on our behalf.
Nad ei tee midagi meie eest.
They're not doing the religious stuff.
Nad ei tee seda mingit vaimset värki.
They're preparing us.
Aga nad valmistavad ette meid.
Helping us.
Aitavad meid.
Get ready.
Valmistuda.
To be fully what God has asked us to be.
Selleks, mida Jumal on meid kutsunud tegema.
Each one of you.
Iga üks teist.
Has been specifically called by Christ.
On eriliselt kutsutud Kristuse poolt.
To be his child.
Et olla tema laps.
To be his disciple.
Et olla tema jünger.
Specifically.
Väga konkreetselt.
All of you were chosen by God.
Iga üks teist olete valitud Jumala poolt.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Ja see on hämmastav, kas pole?
I mean, God went out of his way.
Jumal läks lihtsalt nii kaugele.
To specifically come to you.
Et konkreetselt jõuda sinuni.
To reach down to you.
Et jõuda sinuni.
By his spirit through individuals.
Läbi oma vaimu.
And now he asks us.
Ja nüüd ta palub meil.
To get ready.
Et meie oleks valmis.
To act on his behalf.
Et toimetama tema nimel ja tema asemel.
And he gives us people in the body.
Ja ta annab meile inimesi oma ihus.
Co-pastors and teachers and evangelists and prophets and apostles.
Kelle nimed on pastorid, evangelistid, apostlid.
That help us.
Kes aitavad meid.
Do the best that we can be.
Anda parima selle nimel, et meie saaks anda parima.
In the places that we are.
Paikades, kus me käime ja oleme.
This is an exciting opportunity.
Ja see on üks võrratu võimalus meie jaoks.
It says to us in Matthew the 6th chapter.
Matteuse 6. peatükis öeldakse meile.
That we are to lay up treasures in heaven.
Et me peaksime koguma aardeid taevasse.
Not here on earth.
Mitte siia maa peale.
Because the things here on earth.
Sest need maised asjad siin.
Corrupt.
Need lihtsalt korrupeeruvad, hävivad.
Now, if you've ever bought anything new.
Kui sa oled iales ostnud midagi uhi uut.
You know how quickly it becomes old.
Siis sa tead, kui kiiresti see saab vanaks.
Whether it's a car.
Olgu see auto.
That you protect very carefully.
Mida sa kaitsed väga hoolega.
Until it's got a scrape or it's got banged up or it rusts.
Kuni hetkeni, mil see saab mingi kriimu peale või mingi põksu kuskilt või üldse hakkab roostetama.
There are places where there are wrecks of cars.
On paiku, kus on terve hunnik autosid.
That one day in the past were brand new.
Mis ühel ajal kunagi minevikus olid uhi uued.
You get new clothes.
Näiteks ostad omale uued riided.
And it doesn't take long for them to become old clothes.
See ei nõua üldse pikka aega enne, kui neist saavad juba vanad riided.
Everything we have in this world.
Kõik, mis meil on siin maailmas.
Is in the beginning of decay.
Need on nii-öelda juba hävingule määratud.
Some of us recognize that even in our bodies.
Mõned märkavad seda oma meie ihudes isegi.
And so this passage in Matthew chapter 6.
Seega see sõnum Matteuse 6. peatükis.
Says don't lay up your treasures here on earth.
On öeldud ära kogu seda neid aardeid siia maa peale.
They corrupt, they decay, they rust.
Sest need hävivad, need lähevad rooste ja lihtsalt kaovad.
But it says lay up your treasures in heaven.
Aga seal on öeldud kogu oma vara taevasse.
Where rust and moths and corruption does not take place.
Kus rooste ja häving ei saa nendest võimust.
Have you ever thought about what is in heaven?
Oled sa üldse mõelnud kunagi, mis seal taevas on?
What we're able to take to heaven.
Mida me üldse saame endaga sinna kaasa võtta?
If you've ever looked at the Middle East,
kui sa oled kunagi vaadanud Lähi-Sida
in Egypt,
ja Egiptust,
they have the pyramids,
siis neil on seal need püramiidid,
with these large rooms,
kus on väga suured ruumid,
filled up with all of the treasures of the pharaohs,
täis kõiki vaaraude aardeid,
because they thought that there was a point where when death happened, they could take all of that to the next life.
Sest nad arvasid, et kui üks päev surm tuleb, siis nad saavad kogu oma vara sinna teispoolsusesse kaasa võtta.
Well, it's still there.
No, ometigi on seal veel olemas see vara.
They didn't get to take it.
Nad ei saanud kuidagi kaasa seda.
As a matter of fact, most of it got stole by others.
Muidugi, enamus rahvast pani selle lihtsalt pihta.
So everything that they stored up.
Seega kõik, mille nemad kogusid ja varusid.
They left behind.
See lihtsalt jäi neist maha.
But there is one thing.
Aga ometigi on üks asi.
That we can take to heaven.
Mida me saame võtta taevasse kaasa.
And that is people.
Ja see on inimesed.
That is the one thing.
See on ainukene asi.
That from this life.
Mida sa sellest elust.
Will endure to the next.
Saad võtta kaasa järgnevasse.
It is the one thing.
Ainukene asi.
That we can store up in heaven.
Mida me võime koguda endaga taevasse.
That will be eternal.
Mis on igavene.
If you want to invest in something.
Seega kui sina tahad investeerida millessegi.
That will last forever.
Millessegi mis kestab igavesti.
Invest in people.
Siis investeeri inimestesse.
Invest in those around you.
Investeeri nendesse, kes on ümber.
Be the light to them.
Ole valgus nende jaoks.
Be Christ's ambassador.
Ole Kristuse saadik nende jaoks.
Because that.
Sest see.
Those people.
Need inimesed.
Will endure.
On ainuke, mis jääb püsima.
You.
Teie.
You.
Teie.
Are the light to this world.
Olete selle maailma valgus.
Whatever world you live in.
Mis iganes maailmas te ka ei ela.
Wherever you work.
Kus iganes te töötate.
Wherever you live.
Kus iganes te elate.
You are the light to that
teie
community.
Teie olete selle kogukonna valgus.
You are God's ambassador.
Teie olete Jumala saadikud.
And he will help you.
Ja tema aitab teid.
And it will last forever.
Ja see saab kestma igavesti.
Let's pray.
Palvetame koos.
In this moment.
Sel hetkel praegu.
Let's just open our hearts to Christ.
Lihtsalt avagem oma südame Kristusele.
And once again hear his gentle voice.
Ja taaskord kuulakem tema õrna häält.
As the Father sent me.
Nõnda nagu Isa on saatnud mind.
I'm sending you.
Nõnda saadan mina teid.
I will be with you.
Ma olen koos teiega.
I will help you.
Ma aitan teid.
I will strengthen you.
Ma annan teile jõudu.
I will empower you.
Ja ma annan teile väge.
But I'm asking you to go on my behalf.
Aga ma palun, et te läheks minu nimel.
I'll go before you.
Mina lähen teie ees.
I'll be with you.
Ma olen teiega.
I will water that which you plant.
Ja ma kastan seda, mida te olete istutanud.
But I am sending you.
Aga mina saadan teid.
Father, we surrender to your call to us today.
Isa, me alistume täna sinu kutsele.
We thank you that you came to us personally.
Me täname, et sa tulid isiklikult meie juurde.
And the voice that you used was those of people that we knew.
Ja see hääl, mida sa kasutasid, oli nende inimeste hääl, keda me juba tundsime.
Friends,
meie
family,
sõbrad, meie pere.
Co-workers.
Meie kolleegid.
You used them to reach us.
Sa kasutasid neid, et jõuda meieni.
Help us, Lord, to be available to you.
Issand, aita nüüd meil olla kättesaadavad sinu jaoks.
Every day you are at work.
Iga päev, mil sina oled töötamas ja toimetamas.
You are speaking to our co-workers.
Mil sina kõnetad meie kolleege.
You are stirring the hearts of our neighbors.
Mil sina õhutad meie naabrite südameid.
And we want to be there, Lord, to work with you.
Ja issand, me tahame olla seal koos sinuga ja töötada koos sinuga.
We want our good deeds to be seen.
Issand, me tahame, et meie head teod oleks nähtavad.
So that others will love you because of it.
Et teised armastaksid meid tänu meile.
Others will thank God because you have sent us.
Et teised tänaksid Jumalat selle eest, et sa oled saatnud meid.
So we surrender to that now.
Seega me alistume sellele praegu.
And we thank you for the opportunity.
Ja me täname selle võimaluse eest.
Use us, Jesus.
Kasuta meid, Jeesus.
Make us a blessing.
Muuda meid õnnistuseks.
In your name and for your
sinu nimel ja sinu pärast.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.